This is... Help me get along the shelf, Steve. Oh, Jesus is heaven. God.
Chapter 1118. Breakfast in bed, Applejack. Well, you see a hot-looking babe in the neighborhood. You watch her jogging by every now and then. You see her walking her dog.
She looks nice.
How do you get to Sliceville, USA, huh? Easy. Do you know calligraphy? Or a friend that, you know, that fancy writing? You make up what looks like a brochure. But it's actually just one copy made. Make it on calligraphy and it says, "Introducing Breakfast Bon Vivant. Weekdays are easier to take. When it's breakfast, you let us make. Call Breakfast Bon Vivant for breakfast in bed. With this coupon, your first breakfast is absolutely free." Now you make that up, put your number on it, slide it under her door one day when she's at work. She'll think, hey, what's not to like? Breakfast in bed, the first one's free? Geez, normally most companies that do that breakfast in bed service, they charge like $75 a crack. I think I'll go for that. This is great. Of course, she doesn't know she's got the only invitation. Thinking it was slid under everybody's door. So the phone rings later on. A couple of days afterwards, you'll have to answer your phone. Breakfast Bon Vivant. If it's your mother, you sugar. What the hell is that? You say, oh, nothing, ma. Just expecting another call. So, but one day, Breakfast Bon Vivant. Hello, this is Harriet Hosebag. I would like to take it. Is this coupon for the free breakfast still good? You say, oh, yes, it is. Breakfast Bon Vivant on the way. Can I have your address, please? Okay. Breakfast in bed tomorrow morning. What time? 7 o'clock? We'll have one of our people there in tuxedo. So sure enough, you know, rent a tux, what the hell. It's a good slice, it's worth it. So you show up precisely at 7 o'clock. Of course, she'll be in bed, so you try the door. Hello, Breakfast Bon Vivant! And she'll say, I'm up here, up here. Yeah, you take the tray that you put together and run up the stairs. Say, how do you do? Phil Sokolowski, Breakfast Bon Vivant. You must be Harriet. All right. Yeah. You sit the tray down. Say, before we do breakfast, we have a tape of some early morning breakfast music that I put together. Let me pop it in my little cassette recorder here. What? Sorry, wrong side of the tape. Damn little brother. Ah, a little rock mountain off. Okay, Breakfast Bon Vivant always starts with a long-stemmed cherry. Just lay your head back. Let me fluff your pillow for you here. Here's a cherry. Just here. I'll hold the stem. You bite it off. That's it. That's it. Nice. And now Breakfast Bon Vivant presents the Temple Massage. And you massage her temple while feeding her cherries. Maybe squirt a little whipped cream across her full ripe lips. Continue the neck massage. I can't believe this is free. This is really heavenly. Oh. Yeah, knead those trapezius muscles. Tell her to close her eyes and put her head back. Just relax. Compliment her on her beauty. Before you know it, she's eager. Net nodule. Yeah, next thing you know, she'll say, geez, I never got it. You say, I don't know, lady, I could get in trouble for this, but what the hell? So sweet. You won't tell them back at the office, huh? Because, I mean, you know, Breakfast Bon Vivant fires people for stuff like, oh, this is nice. Yeah, you say, well, oh, geez, I'm late for my next breakfast, gotta run. She'll say, all right, well, I guess I can help myself. Hey, wait a minute, this is just a couple of Pop-Tarts and a glass of Tang. Hey!
And he's at it again. The Best of Greaseman Gazette Volume 2 continues from DC 101.